It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's transition from our fascinating and modern discussion of land. The voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, who joins us right now on an Incorporator Tuesday on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm testing your connection there.
It's not great.
Is that the Pfister's fault?
No, I think it's your fault.
It's our fault?
It's our fault.
It could
probably
be. It's either.
I'm hearing him okay, though.
Okay.
I think we can plow on here.
Yeah, I'm surprised you want to plow through.
So I'm curious about logistics on travel. When you've got, it was a very rare situation where you have a Sunday night game into a long flight, into a road game the next day in a very far-flung part of the country, Jesse. How did that all go for you and the team on Sunday night into yesterday?
I mean, very tired, but, you know, it's funny because this actually happens probably more than people realize. You know, I think actually this is one of the rare things where the West Coast teams, generally speaking, get a little bit of a break. Because most of the time when you fly east a long way, you have a day off. They have rules, it's part of the collective bargaining agreement, actually, in terms of like how long a flight is, and therefore what time you have to play the day before, and if you have to have a day off the next day, that kind of thing. So a lot of the East Coast teams and the Midwest teams very regularly play like a 7:10 or a 6:40 with a game somewhere else the next day. Because we generally have longer flights, we often play earlier if we don't have a day off the next day, and you know, we have to go somewhere else. But that was not the case this time, so I don't know. I think I got to bed about 5:30 yesterday morning. You know, you try and sleep in a little bit and then you go play a ball game. But look, they've gotten very good about sort of understanding the human body for the players,
Yeah. You
know, and like what they need and what they don't need. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about hydration and there's a lot of talk about sleep. And, you know, they certainly weren't asking anybody to get to the ballpark early yesterday. I think the old baseball cliche is that it hits you more the next day, meaning today. So, you know, we'll see. But I think everybody seemed like in pretty good spirits yesterday.
All right, let's try and
Time. We're still a little choppy. It's Why don't you call us? It's 833-288-0973. You can charge us for the long distance fees when you call back, and or call us from the landline. I wonder how much they actually charge at hotels nowadays.
You remember, have to put like a calling card in or something.
Remember when you'd call and then on your phone bill at the hotel it'd be like $17 because you called home for like 4 minutes at a hotel. All right, I think this works a little bit better. So
sometimes when they call us instead of we call out, it's a little bit better.
So yeah, it was a good point. You know, today may be the day where you're actually feeling a little bit more. But Woods, you wanted to know, was that flight a truly happy flight after a win over the Dodgers?
And I do wonder too, like, is the flight is it kind of like what happens on the flight stays on the flight, or is that something I wonder if you can speak about? I just want to know how the mood was. I'm imagining it's pretty good. But I'm also there he is. Hi.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't want to like burst your bubble, but you know, I've now spent parts of 11 seasons traveling with a major league team. By the time you get on the plane, everybody is on to the next almost every time.
Nice.
It's whether it's a win or a loss, whether you're feeling good or you're feeling terrible, almost every flight feels about the same.
You gotta flush it. Yeah.
That's part of being a baseball player, is like having that mentality. And like, you know, they could sweep the Dodgers by the time they get on the plane, you know, because at that point it's a couple hours after the game ends, right? Because you got to pack up, got to get to the airport, got to get on the plane, all that. by the time you take off, it's looking forward, not back. I don't know that I can remember two flights in my career here where it felt different on the plane because of what happened, either good or bad, in the game. So it's like that's how quickly the page is turned most of the time. There's no big party, you know, after a win. You know, there's no like hanging your head after a loss, because if you're doing that, your head is in the wrong place. So it, you know, the plane is far less exciting than you're imagining. It really is. It's just about getting to the next place, turning the page, getting on to the next game, and sort of moving on with the season.
The mark of a true professional. If I have a bad show, Jesse, I carry it around with me till the next one. It's the worst. You need to just learn how to flush it and move on. That's why those guys are pros at what they do. That's fascinating stuff to me.
I've already flushed today's show. It's gone.
As you should have. As you should have. You absolutely should have.
We still have an hour. We got an hour left. 16? I've already flushed. Yeah. I'm really good at moving on.
100%.
Jesse, I've got a question for you as a broadcaster. Obviously, there are certain at-bats in a game, and certain players, when they come up, there's just more anticipation when Fernando Tatis Jr. or Manny Machado is at the dish, that something special may happen. Have you already started reaching that level when Jackson Merrill comes up? Like, all right, now this is, you know, just a little more attention kind of goes into it when Jackson Merrill steps to the plate.
I mean, the guy sitting, you know, what is he hitting now?
353?
Yeah. So sure, yeah, anytime somebody hitting 353 comes to the plate, I'm going to be excited. But yeah, no, I mean, he's, look, it's every year we have some version of the conversation in April about, hey, this is a long season, you know, and it's true. And every year it's like, as baseball fans, we get collective amnesia. Oh, the
landline
phone is ringing. That's well, exciting.
Is
yeah.
it the ghost?
That is exciting.
Answer it. Let's
patch him in.
Yeah, but see who it is. I'm curious. No
you
one
know
calls.
What it is? You know what it is? Is I forgot something in L.A. and they shipped it here for me. So I'm sure they're telling me that the package has arrived.
What did you forget?
A medication.
Oh. That's in the bathroom. It's always, you have to remember the hotel room. Check everything twice before you leave the hotel room.
It's, you know what it is? Is it's a numbers game, and like with the number of ins and outs of hotels that we have, like it's just at some point it's going to happen.
I get so panicked. Yeah. Every trip I ever go on, I've told you guys.
Do you use the safe?
The DOP kit. Time I leave anywhere, I go, I left my DOP kit. I have to pull over on the side of the road and open my suitcase. Whew, I brought it.
What's your four-digit combination for the safe, Jesse?
I don't use the safe. I don't have anything valuable enough that the
How
safe
weird
is required.
Do you have to be, like, what are you doing on your vacation?
What are you putting in there, man? You're safe.
Like, I'm looking at the top of the dresser right now, and like the quote-unquote valuables that I have out would be like a thing of Purell and a chapstick. Yeah, I mean,
I've used the safe.
I don't think those need to be locked away.
So if I'm on vacation and occasionally you want to go down like to the pool without your wallet, I will put my wallet in the safe as opposed to leaving it in the room where housekeeping could come in. I don't want someone to take my wallet, so I've put the wallet in the safe.
And something else.
Then, of course, I feel like I'm going to forget what the dang four-digit code is when I come back. But I've used it.
He's amazing. We're talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And yeah, this is a travel chat this morning. But I want to talk about the actual baseball that's been happening too, Jesse. Pretty different feeling over the last week, certainly. And, you know, I did see a little bit of panic about Joe Musgrove yesterday, but I do submit that anytime a guy does not clearly have his best stuff and figures out a way to give you six innings and competes his tail off, yeah, man, like it's not a sustainable way to live by giving up runs early and hoping your offense picks you up. But I think a lot of credit needs to go to Joe for finding a way to grit through six last night and, you know, eventually pick up a win.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And there are going to be days like that. And, you know, I think you could really make an argument that in the margins of a long baseball season, you know, that's one of the most important things because it's going to happen. And so when, you know, you have a starting pitcher who has a game like that, who's feeling like that, all right, is he going to get knocked out in the third inning and tax your bullpen in a way that could have a days-long trickle-down effect? Or is he going to be able to, either with the help of the offense or not, sort of muscle his way through five? That makes a huge difference. You know, not having to cover those extra six outs with a reliever or two is something that's going to pay dividends today, tomorrow, and maybe even over the weekend against Toronto. I mean, that's the importance of doing something like that. And when you consider how often it's going to happen, and it's a lot. I know we like to imagine, you know, these top line starting pitchers, going out there and throwing six or seven strong every single time they go out. It's not the case. It's just not the reality of how this game works. So every time you get a night like last night, where it's like, oh boy, this guy might not make it out of the third inning, and he ends up being able to go five or six, that is like incredibly big for the big picture. And we saw things sort of spiral away last year because that wasn't happening. It was one of a thousand things that weren't happening. But so far this year, that's one of the key things that I think is different from a season ago.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres, and we were just mentioning the retirement announcement from John Sterling of the Yankees, 36 years in the booth. And you obviously have a different style. Everybody has a bit of a different style, but do you feel like you've modeled yourself on anyone in terms of like how you call games, Jesse, based on who you listen to growing up?
You know, it's funny because obviously I get that question a lot, and I don't think there's any way to deny that you're influenced by those that you hear. You know, there's kind of like a legendary story about Vin Scully that when he was first getting started with the Brooklyn Dodgers, Red Barber told him, never listen to anybody else because you don't want to like absorb their style. Yeah. You want to be your own. And I've heard a couple stories over the years that Vin took that extremely literally. Like I've heard one version of the story that he had never heard anybody else call a baseball game ever in his life. You know, I don't know if that's actually true or not, but it
is that even possible? How is that possible? Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I know. That was probably apocryphal, but either way, you know, like it's a little bit of a fine line because there is something to that, right? You don't want to listen too much to one person because it's subconscious. You know, it seeps into your brain and you sort of start to not turn into that person necessarily, but you probably start to take more than you should from that person. So I love listening to baseball on the radio. I obviously watch a bunch of games on TV as well. And I'm sort of very intentional about not spending too much time listening to one person or one team because I don't want things kind of seeping into my head. But yes, of course, we're always taking, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. Mudd and I had a conversation last night sort of joking about, you know, nothing's an original thought. You know, nothing is yours that you came up with. We're all borrowing from each other, either consciously or subconsciously. That's just sort of the nature of our business. But yeah, I've been influenced by a lot of people. I try really hard, though, you know, to sort of be me. And boy, I don't know if anybody was themselves more than John was, you know, in terms of what we do on the radio. Just a wonderful voice to start with. You know, he's one of those guys, you could literally listen to him, just read the ingredients off the box of cereal and it would be entertaining. And he did it his way for a very long time. You know, I think there was a period of time when people, fans, critics, whomever, didn't fully understand and appreciate John because he wasn't cookie cutter. And I think as time went on, people started to realize this job, particularly on the radio, but you could argue it for TV too, is not necessarily about perfect play-by-play and being overly precise in your descriptions. Those things matter. They are important, obviously. But know your audience. That is rule one of public speaking. And I think about this every night when I'm with Tony on the radio here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 FM. I think, who is my audience? It's somebody stuck in traffic in Del Mar or on the 78. And like, they don't need the most precise description of the ground ball to shortstop for the second out of the inning in a 5-1 game. They need to feel comfortable. They need to feel entertained. They need to feel familiar. And so our job is to just make that person feel at home, feel relaxed, like they're enjoying the baseball game. And I think John was an absolute master of that.
That's so well said. And that's literally our philosophy here in the morning as well. You know, just try to be with people as they drive into work and about to slog through a day or whatever.
Put a smile on somebody's face in traffic.
Always go back to that, that's man. That's the whole thing.
All right. We're going to go to the Incorporator. Oh, don't steal that. That one's mine now, Jesse. Woods, you've got the word for Jesse today.
Jesse, I got to get out of here, bro. I have to get out of here. I'm begging you. Can you ask the team if I can travel with you guys or something? I'm losing it at this point. Yeah, one of our tier ones submitted this in the chat, and I like this. The word itself, I don't think it's going to be too difficult for you. Erinaceous. 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 Always fun with the definition like or relating to the hedgehog. Erinaceous.
Hedgehog.
Which is amazing. Like, what a weird...
How does it get its own adjective?
It's, yeah, like or relating...
There are some wild words in this language.
The hedgehog.
How many animals get their own adjective?
Right. That doesn't... Exactly. Erinaceous. Wow.
I would just say hedgehoggy. That's
yeah, he's very hedgehoggy.
Very hedgehoggy.
Yeah.
Erinaceous. Hedgehog-like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like or relating
like, is there
to
a word? Hedgehog. Is there a word for dog-like or elephant-like?
Canine?
Maybe. I don't know.
Canine?
That's more scientific. I guess erinaceous is probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a scientific. I didn't know hedgehogs were that interesting. All right, we'll have some fun with that.
Erinaceous.
I'll text you.
Another couple of days on television until Don gets back again. They need a private plane for Don, I said earlier today, to get him a little faster to and from his national gigs.
You have to take that up with the Turner broadcast.
That's what we said. Turner can afford it. Yeah. Get Don faster to and from his games.
Just big league in everybody. Sorry, guys. Another TBS game. See you later. Like, just a big leaguer.
Jesse, have a good one. Good to talk to you as always.
You too, guys. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.